China is eating our lunch. I am sitting in my den and thinking about what a complicated world we live in. It seems there are always things which many of us think as terrible, being done. There certainly is no lack of countries which want to rule the world. One would have to think it would be impossible for this to happen in the modern world because there probably would be a nuclear war before that ever was allowed to succeed. This makes me wonder why a leader in a country would have this particular ambition. There are different kinds of world domination, however. One is by military might and taking over countries, much as the old Soviet Union did, but there is also financial domination, which we seem to do. It wasn't as if one person planned it that way, it was because we had the best products and technology to sell, but even that is changing. More countries are getting proficient at technology and manufacturing and we have lost some of that edge. It seems to always start the same way. A country begins to manufacture simple things, and they can do it cheaper than anyone else because they had a much lower standard of living. As they start to become successful at this, they begin to get into more complicated manufacturing and the standard of living for that country rises, making things better for the citizens. Eventually, if the country has a democratic government, the standard of living might even outperform the Western countries, and while this is good for their people, it might also mean they will lose their cheap labor. China has a repressive government which takes advantage of every angle. They have managed to keep their third world status in the United Nations, which allows them a big advantage over the Western countries because they are not held to the same expensive clean air standards as the rest of the advanced countries, even though they have the second largest world economy. They also use prisoner manufacturing and some say slave labor. They have shown one thing to the world recently, and it is they have an unhappy population. The people are getting fed up with all the repressive measures the government takes. The one which came to the top of the pile lately was where the government locks people who have COVID into their homes and doesn't let them out, and some starve and are said to also die of thirst. The riots have become so noticeable. The Chinese government is thinking about loosening the brutal COVID restrictions. What is it with communist governments? They always seem to have re-education camps where the enemies of the party are sent, assuming they haven't been shot. This seems to be a must when there is a repressive communist government. Both China and North Korea are said to have them. Even worse, China is said to have a special camp for the Uyghurs, an ethnic minority in China, and there have been news articles suggesting these camps sterilize them. They are said to also be used as forced labor and the subject of identity-based persecution. It is said the Chinese also have a campaign of forced assimilation against them. China has not kept it a secret they want to take over the world and have a plan for it. A big part of the plan is the military. The Chinese have been busily stealing our technology, and their current airplane designs are full of clues they got their hands on the plans for our most advanced fighter planes. Recently we announced our new bomber B-21 Raider. It is a bomber which is said to be one of the most advanced aircraft ever made and can be flown by a pilot or automatically. Different articles have praised its technical advancement and claimed it will be almost unstoppable. The problem is the Chinese have been caught many times stealing our secrets. One Chinese owner of an aircraft company was charged with hacking our computers and stealing the secrets to our newest aircraft. Whether the B-21 Raider data was stolen or not, we may never know. We know what the threat is. If it were only financial, that would be competition, but it isn't. The Chinese want to take over the world, and one just has to look at the way they treat many of their neighbors in their region. There are constant skirmishes with India. They have invaded Vietnam but lost that battle, even though they don't admit it. They are claiming some of the waters around the Philippines and Japan. They never seem to be satisfied with what they have. They are establishing bases in many different countries, and some are in our backyard. We know that China wants to take over Taiwan. They are making a push to become more powerful in Central America. It is said Taiwan was the recognized power by some countries in Central America, but since 2017 this has switched. Panama, the Dominican Republic and El Salvador switched to recognizing China, as had Costa Rica. Taiwan now only has 4 supporters left in Central America, and they are Belize, Guatemala, Honduras and Nicaragua. China has even stronger relations with some South American countries and has become a presence to be reckoned with there. They have gained access to many strategic areas. It is estimated the Chinese may even become more powerful in Central America in the future. The United States has been like Nero. It is said he fiddled while Rome burned. We should be out there making deals with these countries to help them with some of the projects which are important to them. The Chinese are busy building roads, power plants and such for some of these places and doing what they can to get into their good graces, and we seem to just be sitting back and doing nothing. We are very busy making sure the right pronouns are being used, while the Chinese are making sure they are getting ready to conquer the world. We seem to have made sure we are not on an equal footing with them, and it seems to me we want them to succeed even though no one would say this. There is nothing wrong with fair competition, and as a matter of fact it is good for the people, but this is not what we have. It seems the political establishment here has put their thumbs on the Chinese side of the scale. We have to wake up before it is too late and we become just another former power.